This is George.
And this is Donna.
And this is Curly with George, Donna, and Katie.
Yay! Yay. Katie's
this is
here.
Our first episode with a guest.
Katie,
on board.
You're our first guest.
Yay!
One of
Yay.
Our avid listeners here.
She is.
On currently.
She's a top fan.
Top fan. One of our babies. We call you one of our babies.
Yep.
You and Scott and Tina.
We got three babies. One of them sitting here.
Scott just lost his mind on the bus traveling to work.
Yeah, Scott's like, wait a minute. I wasn't first guest.
Are you ever going to call anybody in?
I want to. Because I think it sounds cool when you call somebody from a podcast. Because it sounds like crinkly.
Also official.
Yeah. It sounds official too.
Like I have a phone.
Right.
I know people on the phone, and we're going to do this old school.
And it sounds like you have hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
If you call somebody on the phone.
Yeah. Because they, hello?
And you have to Skype them, too. Yeah. You have to Skype them or FaceTime them.
FaceTime would be cool.
Katie watches a lot of true crime, or listens to a lot of true crime podcasts like me. So we know a lot about the whole, like, Skyping.
So you
and
have
calling.
A lot of night terrors, too.
Yeah.
Katie gets the night sweats.
So you wake up screaming and punching like Donna does in the middle of the night because of all the true crime
podcasts. I mean, I am scared of the dark, so.
You are scared of the dark?
Yep.
What scares you about the dark?
I don't know. It just, whenever I turn the light off, I just have to run really fast in my bed and then jump on my bed and then I'm good. Once I'm in my bed, I'm good.
So you're afraid of the time from when the lights go out to you're in your bed.
Yep.
Because when you're in your bed, then you're good.
Then I'm good.
Okay. The blanket will protect you from the murderers.
From the monsters.
Home invader.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we call the prime boogeyman stealing time.
Yep.
Which is between the lights off and the bedtime. You know, like, don't let him be at the coffee shop when that happens. Because he's going to be, oh, shoot, I just missed her. Crap. It's because my latte took too long.
Yes, that's exactly.
He's gonna know. He's gonna be like, "Gosh."
Well, from all the true crime things that I've seen you watch, the only ones that get away are the ones that hide under the covers.
That's right. That's true. Never do you hear a Dateline episode that it was like, "But she hid under the covers, so there was no
he
crime."
He felt it was too risky, and he broke out the front window. Made a mad dash for his car.
There's just a monster-shaped hole in the front window where he jumped out of it because she pulled the covers up over her face.
Like Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
I don't even pull the covers up over my face. I just get in my bed and I'm okay.
You know, I relate to that, though, because there's, like, sometimes where I'm in bed and if I let my arm dangle over the side and I realize it, I'm like, ooh, gotta take my arm back.
No, because like, that would be... That's my worst nightmare, you know? Like if you're not here one day and I feel like somebody's scratching my head and then I realize that my hands are in front of me. My eyes are in front of me.
Yeah.
That would be the scariest thing is just like, what if somebody's like caressing your head?
Oh my word.
And then you realize that like, George is out of the country.
Yeah. I don't want to dangle my arm or my leg off the bed and just have somebody touch it. Like that's. Because why even tempt fate?
Also,
so just pull it back into the bed with you.
Also, it wouldn't be a hard grab. It would be a gentle touch.
Right. You know it would
mean?
Just be a
like,
caress.
Katie has a beautiful baby boy, Ronan, who likes to wrap his fat little fingers around your one big finger. Cute. Ronan doing it? Cute. Middle of the night, your hand dangling over the side. And you feel a little
hand. You feel a baby hand? Just wrap around your finger.
That's what's going to happen when when Ronan gets to be about 4. He's going to just come into my bed, like, just like.
And terrorize
just
you.
Just touch your arm, yeah. And you're going to be like, what the?
And I'm going to wake up, and he's going to be like this close to my face.
But instead of an axe, he'll have like a spoon, and he'll be like, breakfast, cereal.
So we've kind of been interested, because Donna and I don't have kids, what it's like to have a baby in the house.
Right.
What Donna is... What jumped out to you about having Ronan?
Yes.
The cutest baby boy ever.
In the history of baby boys. Yeah, so currently we have a baby in the house. What stood out to me is it's constant.
constant attention, constant changing diapers, constant naps, constant waking up, constant laughs.
Yeah. And even right now we're hearing his
baby monitor.
Yeah,
baby monitor.
So even now he went to bed, but we keep the baby monitor on to hear him. So it's like you constantly have to be doing something with or for the baby. Mm. It's hard work. It's a lot of hard work.
Yep.
Yeah.
He eats. This is Ronan's day. He wakes up. He's all giggly and smiles and cuteness. And then like two and a half hours. Yeah, he eats first. And then he plays. And then about 2.5 hours later, he's like, I don't know about this. I don't know about this staying awake thing anymore. And so then he has a diaper change.
He eats again.
He eats again. And then he goes to sleep. And then he wakes up. He's a diaper change. And he plays a little bit. And then he eats. And then he goes to sleep. And then he wakes up. You get the point. You get the point. But it's just, it really is like, his whole life happens in 2 to 3 hour segments. It's like these few things that he does in 2 to 3 hour segments that are pretty constant. But the thing Katie's lucky for is that at night he sleeps a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's a blessing.
12 hours.
12 hours at 5 months old.
So I've been doing the whole, like, father gets from home, too tired to play with the kid.
Whatever.
Wants to just have a drink.
Whatever.
You know, play on my Switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, like, really roughing it out. One day, Ronan's going to be like, I remember I used to be there. You never paid attention to me while growing up.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Son, you were in my house for 3 days. 4 days.
4 days. Yeah, you'll say three, and he'll go, it was 4 days.
You see, you don't even know. Oh, who do you think provided that roof over your head? Huh? I was out there working for you. You never even told me you loved me.
And then we'll show him video where you're like, love,
love you.
Because he's too cute to not say you love
he's
him.
He's adorable. He has these bright blue eyes. I think the same as you. Like, it's just constant. You're constantly...
Yeah, that's my takeaway.
Is that your takeaway?
Yeah, yeah. I think the same. I think, the constant maintenance of them. They provide so much. But, okay, for me it's, dirty diaper, he pooed on me.
Yep.
You know?
Oh,
but
yeah.
I forgive him instantly. And this is the last time I'll say this joke, but 3 hours it took me to clean and shower to get rid of that.
A 3 hour shower.
A three hour shower.
It doesn't have the same punch because this is the fourth time I said that joke. But anyway,
I think
it's new to the babies out there.
I think it's like the seventh time
that you
told that joke.
It was a good one, and everybody's laughed except you two. But I've seen both of your faces at the same time. I got double down on it. Just like, oh, Lord, shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut that mouth that you are opening right now.
Most importantly, what's your takeaway, Katie?
You've been having a baby
for 5 months now. He turned exactly 5 months old while he was here. What's your takeaway?
I just love him so much.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like, you put up with all of it because he's so damn cute.
Yeah, and... I'll be so frustrated because I'm human that he's not going to sleep. I'm like, you have to go to sleep. You're so tired. And then he goes to sleep finally. And then I watch videos of him on my phone for hours while he's asleep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's okay as a mother to act the way you are, but in any other scenario, that would be bad. Right?
Yeah. Like, if I was like, George, you're exhausting me. You just need to go to sleep. And George goes to sleep and I stay up all night watching videos of George. It's like, not acceptable.
Yeah, it would be so weird.
Not acceptable.
But as a mother and child, you get away with it.
Yep.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah. So what's your favorite memory so far?
That's a tough one.
It is a really tough one. I really... enjoyed meeting him for the first time.
Aww.
Just because it was so sweet. Mm-hmm. I was just like, we have a baby. Oh my God. Or like right before he was born, they have to ask you, they have to verbally get your verbal consent multiple times before you have a C-section. So they ask you, like, every single person that comes into your room right before you have a C-section asks, what are we doing to you today? So right before they made the first incision, they said, what are we doing to you today? And I said, what did I say? I said, you're taking my baby out. And they said, like, and I was bawling my eyes out crying, you're taking my baby out. And they said, how are we doing? I said, you're gonna cut him out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Sounds horrible.
And then,
couldn't you have used the word C-section?
And they were like, so a C-section? And I said, yeah, C-section.
I wonder what they had to do, say and it multiple times. Because it is it like they
might,
only asked me four times.
Yeah.
They
yeah, you might accidentally. Yeah. You might accidentally get it right once.
Yeah.
What are we doing today? You're going to punch me in the face. No, that's not right. What are we doing? Taking my tonsils out? Yes, that's right. And then you like 50% right.
Yeah. And in that moment, it was like, holy crap, I'm about to become a mom for the very first time. Yeah. And like my whole life is about to change and I'm going to have this little tiny human to keep alive all the time. And how's it, like, all these emotions all at once. Yeah, when they asked me that last question, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was all in there by myself because, I mean, with all the medical people. But Brian wasn't in there yet because he came in later. And they just asked me.
Brian's her janitor?
Yeah, Brian's my janitor husband.
Your janitor husband?
Yeah.
We're going to circle back to that.
No, he's our husband.
And they just asked me that, and I was just crying, and like it was so surreal. It was a very surreal moment.
So I wonder how it is for those guys that do that on a daily basis where it's normal. For us, I'm hearing your story, so sweet, but those guys are like, here we go.
No, they were, I have videos of them, and they were like trying to make the moment for me like super special.
So sweet.
They like brought him over and they were like, say hi, mama, and like all this stuff. And I was just like looking at him like, oh my God, my baby. It was so sweet.
They're like the ultimate luxury hotel butlers. like when you work at a really luxury hotel, like you're always on. And
yeah,
you're like, anything for you today, sir? Well, they're like, look, this is the luxury of all luxurious hotel stays.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure she likes her baby when we pull it out. So we need to be like, hi, mama.
Yeah.
Because she might leave that baby.
Right. Yeah, it's funny to think that, like, nurses and doctors have bad days where something happened to them on the way to work. They got in a wreck or they did something. And then they're like, ugh, I don't feel like doing this. But I guess when they pull that little baby out, they're like, aw.
Or they see the mama in labor and they're like, they're like, it's all right, mama. You got it. You got it, mama.
Aw.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's good. They don't have to remember names, which is good. They just say mama.
Yeah. They just say mama and baby.
Blanket. Like blanket
right.
Statement. Baby, mama.
Because what if you were there and they were like, it's all right, Tabitha. You got this, Tabitha. And you'd be like, wait a minute. That's not my name.
I'm not Tabitha.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you going to
say? Where am I?
What were you going to say, George? I interrupted you.
I remember Scott and Amanda when they were telling us their first baby they experienced, like, and if this happened to you, they just, when you're ready to leave the hospital, they just, like, give you the baby, and they're like, see you later, right? Like, so you walk out of the hospital, they give you the baby, and you're on your own then, right? You get,
I mean,
you gotta
basically
go get home. So was that a weird experience? Like,
no, I was so ready. I was so ready to get home.
So it was different.
I had a 5-day hospital stay. From the time that I went to the hospital to the time that I left was 5 days. And I was like, peace. I said, we busting out of this popsicle stand.
Don't worry. I'll keep him alive.
Come on. Load the baby up in the back. Let's get on out.
I was so ready to go.
We're busting this joint at high noon.
I did not have any reservations about taking my baby home. I was like, I'm ready to go home. Let me go.
Yeah. So Katie, interesting story. Katie had a little fall at work because Superwoman Katie was working, like, up until the last minute, and she was at work.
Well, I was also not working until the last minute because I had, that was my very last week, and I was 37 weeks, and I had 38 and 39 off until I turned 40 weeks. So
you weren't meant to be working until the last minute, but
no.
It ended up that you were working until the last minute.
Yeah.
So she stood on something at work and had a little fall.
And that it was less than a foot from the ground, the thing that I stepped on. I just want to put a disclaimer out there. I didn't go stepping on no, like, skyscraper and then fall.
She was wearing a hard hat, yellow vest, and was on about 30 foot.
She was doing rounds for OSHA. She works for OSHA. And so she was on a skyscraper. No, kidding. She just took a little step up and then a little fall. And so she went to the hospital to check on things. And turns out it was a good move because little Ronan's little heartbeat slowed down a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
And it was scary.
Yeah,
and
so it was super scary.
For the next couple of days, it was like, what's going on here?
I love that Katie was like, I need to clear this up. I wasn't on a skyscraper. It was 1 foot. Tall thing, because the three listeners of this podcast, one of which is here, might take up
my mom, who was also there.
Mark Wahlberg
listens to this podcast.
Yeah,
Mark Wahlberg, do not write us a letter about OSHA safety standards.
I'm gonna share your podcast. Like, I'm gonna email it to him one day.
You should.
So he'll have two copies.
Yeah, he's going to email you back and say, "What is this? What are you doing? I already listened to this. Like, I don't understand."
Mark Wahlberg, one of your babies.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's a baby. So,
Marky Mark.
Yeah. But anyway, so very long story short, Katie was in the hospital for a while. And then it was go time. And the little Ronan's here now.
Yep.
And he's about the cutest. Let me describe Ronan to the audience. Imagine a baby angel that flew down from heaven with little blue eyes and little blonde hair. And he's fat. He's got shiny little rolls.
And he has a chin. He has like 7 chins.
Well, so do I, Katie. Let's not.
But anyway. It's cute on a baby.
Yeah, it's not cute when you're 39. But he's a little chunky, and he laughs with his whole mouth open. He like opens his mouth really wide and laughs. And so basically, if you drew a picture of what a baby should look like, it would be him.
Aww.
Yeah. So the Gerber baby looks like hot garbage compared to Ronan.
Yes. I agree.
I want to see two side-by-side pictures. One calling one baby hot garbage. And then Ronan, baby angel.
Yes, baby angel versus hot trash of a baby, the Gerber baby. Oh my God, that's what it would say.
Gerber is going to bring the full force of their law department on your butt.
I don't care. Bring it, Gerber. Bring it. Haven't seen Ronan. Once the CEO and all the higher ups at Gerber see Ronan, they'll be like, oh, yes, we're sorry. Actually, we owe you money.
Also, somebody put that baby in the trash.
Somebody put that original Gerber baby in the trash and get Ronan signed immediately. Scratch all that from the record just now. That was horrible. But
I just picture the CEO of Gerber just flapping out a garbage bag. You know how when you take the garbage bag off the thing and you gotta flap it to put it in the canister and just and stomps away furiously.
We hired the wrong baby. Ronan Roy wasn't born yet. We didn't know.
So I love the name Ronan. I think that's a very cool name. I approved 100% when I heard of it.
I know you did. So excited about it.
I was freaking out. That was awesome. Also a little bit jealous that I didn't think of it.
I know. And I was worried that we were going to have a girl and you guys were going to steal our name. Oh, not going to lie.
I would never steal anyone's name.
I would totally.
That's so tacky.
Heck yeah. That would have
been. What?
If they had a girl and then the name Ronan was out there.
No, but she's not done
she
having
She doesn't
kids.
Have a monopoly on names. I'm sorry, Katie.
That's something a name stealer says. And that is
totally
against the rules.
Like, hey, y'all. How exciting is this? And I would have reserved like a website name.
No.
Too, so that I can corner the market.
No, sorry. No, because these guys are going to have like at least a few kids, right? How many kids do you want?
Between 2 and 4.
Wow.
Okay. 2, 3, or 4.
Okay, so they're going to have between 2 and 4. You and I are going to be lucky to eke out one child. Because... because this old bag of bones ain't getting any younger. And so, no, you can't, just because they would have had a girl, you can't take the boy name because they got three more chances.
Yep.
So you can't do that.
I don't know. There's some maritime
out there. I really thought that it was going to happen if it was a girl. I was like, dang it.
You thought we were going to steal your boy name? That's your pregnancy brain. Because, you got to know better.
Because of my excitement, right?
Because of George's excitement.
That name was damn good.
I remember when we said Ronan Knox, he was like, yes! And like high five. He was like, that is the most awesome name I've ever heard.
You have to understand something about George. He has a level of excitability. He could,
but it should strike fear. When, if you got a good idea, you don't want to use it. You saw George's level of excitement. We got to get on this.
No, George has the same level of excitement.
But I still wanted to use it.
I know.
He has the same level of excitement when he finds out they got waffle cones available at the ice cream store.
Baskin Robbins.
He's high-fiving everybody just the same way. And he's like, sweet, no, you got waffle cones.
I got different levels of excitement.
Whatever. You got two levels. Rocket ship.
That thing was just awesome.
I know.
That thing was just awesome. So, anyway, then, look, it's water under the
bridge.
The bridge. It's water under the toll booth.
Because we had a boy and that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you gotta pay the toll to get that boy, so.
That's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference if no one
watches
that show.
You didn't have to say it. It's an Easter egg for those listeners. Watch It's Always Sunny in Philly.
I had to explain because it sounded creepy if I wouldn't have explained.
Hey, you haven't mentioned the holiday yet.
Okay, oh, so yes.
It's a holiday, and I'll just give you guys a clue.
Well, that's going to sound so
it's
cool.
Glass clinking holiday.
It's Glass Clinkers Day in Germany. No, it's International Champagne Day. It's October 19th. October
18th.
International Champagne
Day.
You
just dated this podcast, and who knows when this thing is coming out.
I didn't say the year. I didn't say the year.
Okay, so I can roll this out next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Ronan's going to be real confused when he listens to this.
So we are enjoying, in case you want to sponsor us, Lallier French Champagne.
You know, I didn't think you would sell out, but now that makes sense.
Oh, I would sell out in a heartbeat for champagne. If there's any champagne growers out there, I will sell out in a heartbeat. What do you want me to name my firstborn after your champagne? I'll do it. It's done.
So, wait, what?
I just sold out. We'll name our first baby after our champagne.
No, we're not.
Oh, I already sold out.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what your lawyer says.
I think Lallier is a pretty name.
And then we'll go from there.
I don't have a lawyer. I should probably get one. Mary, do you?
Nice.
Something tells me I'm going to need one.
It would be cool. What?
I don't know. There's a lot of weird packages that come to our house from China. So, I don't know. I'm just talking. Moving on.
No, go ahead. Elaborate.
Well, George gets a lot of packages to the house weekly that come with a bunch of different Asian writing on them. I don't know what's in them. And he rushes them off to the garage. And I never see what's in them. So, you know, the CIA shows up one day and be like, he's in the garage.
Okay.
And they're going to be like, what's he doing out there, man? And I'm like, tinkering.
It's going to be something so deadly sounding and then followed by something so sweet sounding.
Tinkering.
Yes, yeah, so national champagne, international.
International champagne. Well, duh. It can't be national because there are no champagnes that are grown in the United States.
Ah, yes, your fact.
Only sparkling wine. Because to be called champagne, it has to be grown in Champagne, France. So it has to be international.
How have you not mentioned wanting to go there?
Oh, let's do it on a podcast.
Go to...
No, let's talk about going there on a podcast.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Future podcast.
Yes.
That's never actually going to happen.
That's never going to happen. Write us and tell us about where we should go. And by that, I mean just think about it.
Because we have no way.
So Katie did share with us in the car the other day, like, she's tempted to, like, write us, like, text us or whatever about and she's one step ahead of all the other four
and
listeners. Yeah, because she's got my phone number.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Like, people actually listen to the podcast, our friends. And so every once in a while, I get like a weird text about something that they're listening to on the podcast that they found hilarious. And I can't always remember it. You got better memory than I do. So I mentioned it to you and have a good laugh about it.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome that they do that. That's actually happening.
Yeah. So seeing as how we have a listener here, we should ask the listener more questions. I actually asked Katie to come with a topic. And Katie said, give me a topic.
I did.
And I said, okay, well, all right, we'll try and think of something. And we came up with the fact that Ronan's here.
And I live in Alaska.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Alaska. So, home of the brave.
So, Katie, tell us how you ended up in Alaska. Well, actually, tell us where you're from and quickly, briefly, how you ended up in Alaska.
Remember, so, there's a time limit on podcasts.
Okay.
We can't go past 3.5 hours.
Oh, okay. So I was born in Louisiana, and then Katrina took my house away, and I moved up to Tennessee, and then that was when I was 11, and then when I went to college in Tennessee, I met this cute little boy named Brian. He ain't little, though. He's grown. This cute 19-year-old boy named Brian, and he was on a ROTC scholarship with the Army, and he ended up getting stationed in Alaska. We ended up moving after he commissioned and graduated. He went to Fort Benning for a little, like, 6 months, and then Alaska. Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
So, are we going to have to erase this part because you've shared too much information about Brian's whereabouts and his training?
No. Is this classified?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. You could have said yes. Added a little mystery to the night.
Right. And so, you're in Alaska for how long?
3.5 years.
Nice.
3.5 years. And then you're probably going to end up in...
We don't know.
You don't know.
So, favorite part of Alaska. Go.
The mountains.
The mountains? Well, what about 100%.
They're so beautiful. Mm. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And I can go... Some of the houses in the middle of the street. And I can go, like, 0.01 miles to the end of the street. Mm. Like, 3 houses down. And see, like, really beautiful mountains. And it's my favorite when they're snow-capped. When they have snow on them.
Mmm, yummy.
Yeah.
Those are good candies. Yeah. Snow caps.
Yeah.
That's where they might get them from.
Yeah. But there's also, and I know this because I follow Katie on Facebook, there's also a very treacherous foe. Well, there's a few, but there's one in particular that I just love. A treacherous foe called the moose.
Oh, yeah.
I like to call them meese. When there's more than one of them.
Yep. They are crazy big. They're way taller than me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I never... Because as a normal southern man...
Oh, Lord.
From the southern parts.
From Queens, New York.
when I think of moose, as I often do, I don't really think of them as being threatening, so that's kind of weird.
Me either. I think of, like, cartoon character moose.
Yeah, like also Rocky, like, Bullwinkle.
The moose is, like, the logo on a bunch of stuff. So it's like, why would you put something super threatening on your t-shirt as a logo? I mean...
Like, if I had to put animals in a basket, I would be like, oh, here's a kitten. I'll put it in this basket. Oh, here's a moose. I'll put it in the same basket with the kitten. Yeah, turns out you can't do that. Can't put a moose and a kitten in the same basket.
Lesson learned. Babies, the moose will get stomped. Mooses are on the prowl. Take your children, put them indoors, lock your doors, put down your shades. If there's there's moose, and they are wild.
Yes. Wait, what is a plural moose called?
It's just moose? Yeah, it's like...
Okay.
Yeah, it's just moose.
Fun fact, did you know plural flamingos is called a murder?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Anyway,
funny.
Moving on.
I thought that was for ravens.
Oh, you might be right. Oh, flamingo is something. Flamingo is something.
No, it's called a fabulous.
A fabulous or something like that.
We don't got time to Google. What is your worst?
It's a it's a murder of something in a. Oh, I know what it is. It's a flamboyance of flamingos. They're called a flamboyance.
I thought it was just a flock.
Oh, my God.
No. That's seagulls.
Oh.
Like the band.
Is that fabulous seagulls. Coming in?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a murder of something else. Ravens a flamboyance or, of flamingos. Anywho, I digress. Meese. Katie has two dogs. One of them's kind of big and like a bull in a china shop. But the other one's little tiny and cute. Skittles. And she can't take Skittles out around the moose.
Nope.
Because the moose they will swipe dogs. It up and well, take it away.
Well, they won't swipe it up. They'll just stomp on her.
Oh.
And they could if she was like being... If Skittles was barking and being aggressive with a moose, they would charge me.
What?
Or Skittles.
It's like kill the messenger?
They would charge. I mean, I would be having Skittles on a.
She would you?
I would. Yeah.
Dis yours? Oh, we coming after you now.
So I would have Skittles on a leash.
Damn.
And she'd be barking at the moose, and then the moose would come for both of us. So I just let the leash go.
Yeah, you gotta let her go at that point.
Yeah, I would just let the leash go because she would probably, and then I would run the other way.
Right.
Because she would probably be so fast that she could like get under the moose before it
stomps on her.
Yeah, stomps on her.
Or swipes at her.
Yeah, and then I leave.
Yeah.
And you find Skittles later. Or not.
And then there's also eagles, right?
Yeah, there are
eagles. That will swoop down and take Skittles away. Then there's also... Bears around Katie's trash can just a snooping around talking about what y'all ate for dinner last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like
we're not allowed to keep our trash cans up in like we have to put them in our garage or we get crazy. A hefty fine.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, and here's something else. The Southerners will be surprised to hear this because I was surprised yesterday when I found this out. They got a bunch of mosquitoes in Alaska. That's crazy.
It's a state bird. They're like as big as a quarter.
I always thought growing up in Louisiana, it's our state bird too.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought growing up, like when it first gets cold, mosquitoes gonna run wild. But then when it gets really cold, they kind of die down. And at least the whatever type of mosquito we have down here, you don't see many of them once it gets like December, January, February. They kind of die off a little bit. They're worse in the summertime down here. Well, I was thinking the same for Alaska, but whatever kind of mosquito they got in Alaska, it is thriving in the cold.
Yeah, they breed in the cold.
That's
or
crazy.
They go through their larva state in the cold, I think.
That's weird, because it gets super cold. So right now, like we mentioned, it is October, and it's about, don't even get me started. It is, 70 degrees today, but it's been hot and it's gonna get hot again like tomorrow and then keep going for a little while and then go back to the 70s for a while. Well, Katie in Alaska, when she goes home tomorrow, well, she's not going straight home to Alaska, but in Alaska, it's like how cold there?
Right now, it's 40 degrees
in October,
which has been warm, but the low is 35. They'll probably have snow. I mean, not snow, but frost on the windshields tomorrow, and on the grass. But it's in the low 40s, upper 30s.
40 degrees in October.
Yep.
New York right now is even still like 60 something degrees, right?
Nice.
And it'll once it does get cold and start snowing, it'll stay that way until when? Like March?
April.
Yeah.
The thaw is in, or the breakup season is around April.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's your least favorite part of Alaska?
The darkness.
The darkness?
Oh.
Because you're already afraid of the dark, and they give you 6 months.
Basically, Katie runs from her car to her bed every day.
just not having the sun is so depressing.
Oh, really?
Just because... It's not dark for 6 months, but it's dusk pretty much all day.
Mm-hmm.
And on the shortest day of the year, which is December 21st, we have 5 hours, 20 minutes, and 46 seconds of daylight.
Wow.
You got that memorized.
But do you sleep really well?
Yeah, I sleep better in the winter than I do in the summer. Right. Because in the summer, we have like 22 hours of daylight in the sun.
Bright? Is it bright or is it also like a weird?
Oh, no, it's subdued? Bright. No, it's bright. And the sun doesn't, it only sets to get right below the horizon. So like, it'll just like do its thing and then it'll set and it'll set like this. So you can still see it.
So you have like a like a lining of sunlight that's shining. Mm-hmm. Like,
wow.
That's weird. Yeah. That is so weird.
I think the danger for me if I was in 22 hours of daylight would be that I'd be awake for 22 hours. I love the daylight. I love being able to be active. And I'd be like, I can't be tired. There's still sun out.
I can't get George to go to sleep at 11:30 at night in the pitch dark. Like, he's like, oh, I can still do stuff. But you know what? I feel like that's changing as you get older. Now yeah. You're like, oh, I'm calling.
Well, I had a baby in the house, so that's really changed.
Oh, my gosh.
For 4 days. I've been coming home, drinking, watching the game, and then going to sleep. So
watching the game.
Whatever the game is. I on my recliner, uh-huh. I kick back, watch the game, uh-huh. And then I can't play with the baby. I'm so tired from
it's
working.
It's football season, which only comes on like basically Sundays and Mondays. So what are you watching? Yeah, bowling?
The big game.
The big game? The big tennis match?
The big game is on.
No, he's watching replays of the games of last week.
Yeah, right. I'm not able to give my Ronan the attention he needs.
Uh-huh.
It's really going to affect our relationship with the future.
Yeah, he'll remember that. Yep. Anyways.
All you did was get home and watch the game and drink. So I hope you had a great time New Orleans.
I did. I had a really lovely time.
You ate well. You got to hang out with us, which is really lovely. I thank you for coming and mm-hmm. for being our very first special guest.
Yes.
On Currently with George and Donna.
Featuring Katie.
Featuring Katie. Well, babies, we love you. Soon, we will have an email address where you can email all your questions, concerns, outrages to us.
Oh, people have outrages?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of them. Have you?
No.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Marky Mark's pretty...
he's upset.
Yeah, he's upset about some things.
Oh, no. He lifts a lot of weights. I don't know. I don't know if we can both take him at the same time. Like if he comes here, I'm hiding.
We're rolling little by little, you know, growing this thing. And then we will have many more talks. Hopefully you come visit us again.
Yeah, maybe Ronan can be on the podcast.
Ronan can be on.
Yes. And also,
we just put him on the mic for an hour and a half and listen to the sounds that he makes.
Well, it'll just be like... Yeah.
Well, landing on his
I mean, he'll be older then, so.
Yeah.
Unless you guys come to Alaska, then we can do a podcast in Alaska.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We could totally do a Currently We're in Alaska podcast.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves for our listeners, because they'd have to wait a long time before hearing it. So.
Yeah. We're going to do better. We're going to do better.
We'll do better. We love you, babies.
Bye, babies.
Bye, babies.